Meditation on the seated Kuan Yin. So find a position that you can stay in for a while. Maybe move a bit to the left and the right. And find your center. Make your spine long, as if a string is pulling your spine up. So the energy can flow freely up and down your spine. If you're sitting on a chair, it's good to have your feet right under your knees. And also your shoulders are wide, as if you have wings. You can hold your hands on your knees. You can also hold your right and your left, palms upwards, thumbs together in your lap. And if you sit like this, make sure there's always a little bit of space between your arms and your body. Just take a few deep breaths. Breathe in deeply. Breathe out deeply. And with each breath, try to arrive more and more here in this room, in this body, and especially in this moment. You don't have to be anywhere else right now, also not in your thoughts. You just be here now. Person sitting on a cushion or a chair. With mind, with body. Go inside of your body. How does your body feel at this moment? Just observe it, don't judge. It is the way it is at this moment. Focus on your heart. Feel your heart beating. And be aware that it's so precious, this human life, and that we woke up this morning. We're not sure if we will woke up next morning. So let's make the most out of this precious day and start with a motivation, an intention for this day. So do a personal intention to start this beautiful day with. Think of all the wonderful Buddhas and Bodhisattvas that inspire us on our path. And also think of your teachers that inspire you on your path, such as the Dalai Lama and all other teachers in your life so far that were of inspiration. And we can take refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. Sangye chirang tsoki chaknam la jangchu badu ragni kyap su chi dagi jinsogi pesunam ki trola pensir sangye drupasho. Until I'm enlightened, I go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma, and Sangha. By practicing generosity and the other perfections, may I attain the state of enlightenment in order to benefit all sentient beings. Until I'm enlightened, I go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma and Sangha. By practicing generosity and the other perfections, may I attain the state of enlightenment in order to benefit all sentient beings. Generating bodhicitta, and really try to feel it in your heart. And the first is, may all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. And really try to feel this in your heart, that it does, the compassion does not only extend to the ones that you love, but much, much further. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of their suffering. And also here, it doesn't matter if you like them or not like them. Simply wish all beings to be free from suffering. If you can or want, you can also extend it to people that have hurt you in the past, to certain situations that are going on in this world. Try to see that it's because of suffering in the minds that people do despicable things. Because if their hearts and minds would be peaceful, they would behave in an entirely different way. May all sentient beings never be separated from higher rebirth and liberation from samsara. And here we cultivate joy and rejoice in other people's goodness and good qualities. I wish that they may develop themselves and gain higher levels of consciousness. You also have this wish for yourself. So you also rejoice in your own wonderful qualities. May all beings abide in equanimity. That helps us to open your heart in an equal way to everybody, without bias or prejudice, and without being extremely attached to some people and holding them close, and at the same time without having an aversion to others and keeping them distant. You really try to see that every sentient being, even the smallest insect, wants exactly the same as you, simply being happy, free from suffering. think about your own life and current state of your mind and what it would be like if we would have an awakened mind like the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. What would it be like if you'd never be disturbed again by all these emotions running through you, repeating itself? What would it be like if you'd never be angry again, if you'd have limitless patience, never be jealous, or so many other emotions that you have, or the enormous attachments that we have to things? What would it be like if we would develop this true, deep compassion that goes beyond just the ones around us that we love? What would it be like to have this deep wisdom and to always know how to act in each situation in the right way? So in all these wonderful qualities of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, we'll visualize in the form of Kuan Yin in front of us, seated Kuan Yin. First, you start with a beautiful blue sky, the most beautiful color blue, your color blue. And then create a most beautiful landscape. So if you would have all the choice in the world, where would you want to be, in what kind of landscape? Visualize everything. Maybe it has mountains and clear lakes. Maybe it has beautiful rock formations. Maybe there are lots of animals in there. Gorgeous flowers, the beautiful smells. Really try to visualize it very vividly. See the colors. Smell the flowers and the scents. Hear the birds chirping. See the bees around the flowers. Maybe there are fishes, other animals swimming in the lake. Maybe there are even deer that are not afraid, just walking in your beautiful landscape. So really try to see this very vividly with all your senses. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin, not too hot, not too cold, just perfect. And this whole landscape is very lively, very peaceful, and completely in harmony. All the elements completely in harmony with each other. They form a unity. And then right in front of you, suddenly a beautiful high rock appears. A rock shaped as a throne. And on top of that sits the beautiful Kuan Yin in the royal ease pose. She sits very comfortably, supports her body with her left arm on the rock. Her left leg hangs down the rock. and her left foot rests on a beautiful lotus flower, which emerges from the rock to support it. Kuan Yin's right leg is raised on the rock, and her right arm rests on her right knee. She's very gorgeous, beautiful, and very confident. She's completely alert, completely aware of everything that goes on around her. And from her body come rays of pure light going in all directions. And if you look even closer, you see that Kuan Yin wears the scarves and the skirts of a princess in ancient times. And these scarves and skirts are very colorful, mostly in the colors red and green. They are made of the most beautiful brocade fabrics, decorated with golden ornaments, precious jewels on them. And these scarves and skirts float gently around her body. And if you look at her face, you see that it's very youthful, very sparkling, beautiful, bright and radiant eyes. And her peaceful gaze is full of compassion. She's looking directly at you. And at the same time, at all other sentient beings. And each feature represents her all-seeing mind. She's got beautiful long hair that's dark and shiny. Wears it in hair knots on top of her head. And in loose strands along her neck and shoulders. And in her hair, she wears beautiful ornaments, including a golden crown with a small red Amitabha Buddha in it, who radiates out a luminous and transparent red light, strong red light coming from Amitabha in her crown. Kuan Yin wears golden necklaces, golden bracelets, also full of gemstones. And seated there, very confidently, on her rock throne, she looks around and can make contact with all living beings and hear their pleas and help wherever it's needed. She's completely free from prejudice or critical thoughts. When you make contact with her, she's looking at you. Her heart fills up with love and compassion for you. It is like her heart opens and a strong and large purifying beam of light appears. Like a whitish, golden, sparkling light. And when in a moment we recite her mantra, you visualize and also feel strongly that this sparkling beam of light comes towards you to your crown chakra, and it enters your body through your crown. As if a light button switches on in your body, this bright, golden, sparkling light flows down through your face and further down until your entire body consists of this white and golden light. It purifies all negative thoughts, all negative karma, all disturbing emotions, and also all diseases of the body, like impure actions, the impure actions that were made with your body, with your speech, and with your mind. So really try to feel and visualize this light entering you, coming from Kuan Yin's heart, when we recite the mantra. Namo Guan Xi Yin Pu Sa, 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 so you take the mantra inside. Keep on reciting inside. Really see and feel this light through your crown, entering your body, becoming stronger and stronger. It pushes away all negativities of body and mind. Let it flow into the earth. And it is replaced with this sparkling, purifying light of Kuan Yin's heart. Namo Guan Xi Yin Pu Sa, Namo Guan Xi Yin Pu Sa, Namo Guan Xi Yin Pu Sa. Kuan Yin in front of you, still very strong, very lively, very alert, sitting in this gorgeous landscape. And now you see that this landscape spreads out, and that her light flows over the earth, now touching all its inhabitants, all people, all animals, are being blessed with Kuan Yin's compassionate, wise light. You can visualize it as light beams coming from her body, spreading out over the earth, maybe touching all sentient beings. Like this light is still touching you, flowing into your body, through your crown. So let's do the mantra one more time. And then you visualize that not only you are affected by this purifying light, but all other sentient beings in this world. Namo Guanxi Yin Pusa, 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 Namo Guanxi Yin Pusa. Namo Guanxi Pusa, 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 you see this bright, purifying light flowing over the earth, visualize it, spreading its compassion, and at the same time, Kuan Yin still directly looking at you. Full of loving kindness. You feel it in your heart. While your own body is a mere shell of bright, sparkling light. There is simply no space anymore for negativities. You try to feel it. Your body and mind are as clear as crystal. Feel divine. It's a blissful feeling, very peaceful feeling. blissful feeling. You see that beautiful Kuan Yin in front of you slowly becomes smaller and smaller and dissolves into this small ball of sparkling light containing the essence of all our amazing qualities. And you, still seated in this gorgeous landscape, see that the small ball of purifying light slowly comes towards you. And it enters through your crown chakra. Try to feel that. Immediately lightening up your face again and slowly flowing down, passing the nose, mouth, throat, chest, resting in your heart, from where it spreads its light to all other parts of your body. And really try to feel Kuan Yin's light, Kuan Yin in your heart. You can even visualize that she is manifesting in your heart as Kuan Yin, seated in your heart. Try to hold her there all day with you. Now we dedicate the merit that was generated through this meditation. So you do a personal dedication and we'll end with a dedication prayer. Keva din yur du da glama sangye drukun ye drowa chikung malupa kyoki sala gupa sho. Jam chup sencho krimpoche ma ke pa nam ge gyuji ke pa nyampa mepa jang gung ne gung du pel ba sho. Through the merits of this virtuous meditation, may I quickly attain the enlightened state of Kuan Yin and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the precious bodhicitta mind that has not arisen arise and grow, and may that which has arisen never diminish but increase more and more. Oh. Time slowly come out of the meditation, maybe by first moving your body a little, maybe stretching your arms, stretching your neck, and then slowly open your eyes again.